back at it now. Good to have you here. Andrew Cuomo has elevated his national status, certainly over the last few weeks, with his daily updates about the COVID-19 pandemic in New York and how he's dealing with it. A little bit of dust up here and there with the president, but overall they seem to have worked well together, put politics off to the side, and seems to conduct himself better than some other governors that come to mind, that's for sure. But I don't think Andrew Cuomo wants to be vice president. My next guest, Curtis Ellis, is the policy director for America First Policies. Curtis, how are you today?
Just great. Hanging in there here in New York City, right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, you don't have a root cellar like we have, so you get to live above ground. Very nice. Very exciting. So let me ask you, obviously, Bill de Blasio spent a lot of time criticizing the president after he seemed to fall flat on his face responding to COVID-19. The governor, however, seems to have improved his standing, not only in New York, but nationally by his, you know, reasonably level-headed approach to this overall pandemic. What do you make of it?
Yeah, reasonably level-headed. I think some of the statements he makes aren't going to age well. He was talking about who gets to pick who's going to live and who's going to die. I need 40,000 ventilators and the federal government's only sending me 400. Do they want to pick who's going to die? Well, he's returning all these ventilators because it turns out that not nearly as many people are dying, thank God, as he expected. So, and he didn't say that in a level-headed tone when he made that statement. So
fair
I think
point.
Some of his response is not going to age very well. He looked like he was on a roll there for a while, but when the body bags didn't start piling up the way he expected, maybe he's going to stay governor for a while.
Actually, what I said as well, if they don't start dropping like flies, it's going to look like a massive overreaction. He predicted 140,000 beds would be needed in New York State. The highest number I see here is 17,500. Not 140,000,
exactly right.
Not even 40,000. So that's a problem. But what about those that are seeing Joe Biden do his reporting, his comments, his whatever, from what looks like his bedroom, and completely lost, completely out of the loop, can't complete sentences, you know, the whole thing waving the teleprompter along, all of that nonsense. What do you make of it?
Yeah, Joe is in big trouble, and there's no question that China would like Joe Biden to win this election, and that's probably Joe Biden's biggest problem, aside from the fact that he's out of it and doesn't know what's going on around him. Did you catch that statement that the aside that President Trump threw out in his briefing the other day? Joe Biden's not watching this. And if he did, he wouldn't understand what's going on. I mean, that's the type of dismissive attitude that the president is great at. And but the point is that Joe Biden is the Chinese Communist Party's chosen candidate. They know that they could manipulate him. They'd have him wrapped around the little finger. He wouldn't even know what was happening to him. He'd still be stuck in 2000 when he said, China's not our competitor. We have nothing to worry about. They're never going to take our manufacturing away from us. And he's got multiple problems. The Democrats really don't have a candidate at this point.
Well, you know, you talk about the overstating of the likely death toll in New York and the overstating of the need of ventilators and hospital beds. But here in Michigan, where I live, our governor predicted on the 23rd of March we'd have 7 million sick Michigan residents, a million of which would need hospital beds. So when it comes to overstating, I think she wins the crown. There and she also is running breathlessly to be Joe Biden's running mate, is Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I know you've had a chance to see her here and there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, she's another one who, I do believe she is running for vice president. And Joe Biden saying he's going to pick a woman to be his running mate. Well, that gave her an opening. Look, I said that the biggest casualty of this pandemic is, on a conceptual level, of course, is going to be globalization. The idea that we can have global supply chains, have China make everything for us, that idea is out the window. The second biggest casualty is going to be this modeling, the models. Everybody's got a model that has overestimated the death rate, overestimated everything, shut down our economy. These are the same models that predicted years ago, having China make everything for us would make us all super wealthy and we'd all be able to retire and not have worry in the world. So these models, and then the models now tell us that they predict the temperature, what the temperature is going to be in downtown Detroit in the year 2050. These models are garbage. They're garbage.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. The Imperial College models are bad. The IHME models are bad. In fact, the IHME models from the University of Washington are bad, usually before the ink dries. Imperial College downgraded their number of fatalities from 500,000 to 20,000 in the UK without explanation, because who needs it? Because those folks have jobs anyway, right?
Exactly. They've got jobs. They have a government job for life. I say, give me a mechanic. Don't give me a model. Give me somebody with a wrench. With who's connected to reality, not connected to a computer screen. You know what they said about computers and all these computer models? Garbage in, garbage out.
Always been true.
It's always been true and always will be true.
Yeah, it's always been true. And so let me ask you this. The other thing that I'm seeing from the Democrats is that they don't want to see Donald Trump on the TV every day at 6 o'clock, give or take, for the update from the task force. Reason being, quite simply, he's being presidential. He's showing leadership. He's talking about how we get America back. America works together is his new hashtag from yesterday to kind of pull America together. His numbers continue to go up, probably even in New York where you live.
Exactly, yes. People are very, very, very pleased with what they see. I'm very impressed with your state representative there. Her name escapes me. She was infected on death's door, it seems, and Whitsett. Started taking hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
And she took the hydroxychloroquine against the governor's advice.
That's right.
So the governor, she's a doctor, too. And she thanked President Trump for this. His numbers are going up. The journalists don't want the reporters. I don't even like calling them journalists.
They're
the
not
TV
journalists
people.
Anymore. No.
They're not journalists. They don't want President Trump on TV because they don't want President Trump as president.
That's exactly right, Curtis. Exactly. I got to leave it right there. Whitsett is her name, by the way, from Detroit. Curtis Ellis, Policy Director for America First Policies. A great conversation. Stay safe in New York.
Thank you. You too.